I am so honored to intro you. I haven't met you personally yet, but I'm super excited that you're joining us today. We had one of our speakers yesterday ask if we were going to have anybody doing light language. And of course, we know that you do that, and we are excited to hear what you'll be bringing through. And just for our audience, Aurora Luna Star is an open channel specializing in sound activations and personal empowerment. She works with the collective, the elders of the cosmos, and through them, Aurora brings forth light codes using sound, color, geometry, and light language. Aurora uses her gift to assist you to step into your highest potential. Her greatest joy is empowering you to realize your unlimited nature and helping you create the life of your dreams. Welcome, Aurora.
Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction, Michelle. Yes, I'm looking forward to meeting you and Flo at some point in our cross of work that we all do together.
For sure, for sure. Well, I love your background and your energy, and I'm really excited to see what you bring through today.
Thanks. Thanks so much. Thank you, Neil, and thank you all for inviting me here to be with everyone. It's really a true gift. To be here today. And it was so interesting because, as Neil already knows, and as Michelle just introduced, generally I work with collectives and I don't always receive specific information from any one group because the beings that I connect into really try to help us avoid ego. And even as someone who facilitates, it's easy to get trapped in the ego around, ooh, I'm connecting with this being or that being, and then kind of even get stuck in a space where that becomes important. And just like P.N. Cullen was speaking to, you end up almost putting them on a pedestal because you're excited about this connection of beingness. And so they've been very smart with me for most of my work and keeping it general. I was very, very fortunate in the beginning of my spiritual journey, which started about 15 years ago, to receive a lot of astral energy travel. I got to go to different places, and the Pleiadians introduced themselves to me in a very sweet way. What happened was I was in dream time, but very vivid because I can seriously remember every single detail, the smells, the environments, the everything. I walked into my bedroom. And when I had in the dream, I saw bunny rabbits of all things, right? Little bunny rabbits. And I just looked at them and said, "Bunnies, you don't belong in my room. Do you need help going outside?" And the bunnies turned into children. And that was kind of like, it took me aback for a minute, like, wow, they just automatically transformed. And from that transformation, I was looking at many different nationalities. I'd say there were six or seven children in the room. There were different nationalities. And what was unfolding was telepathic communication, a complete relaxation of the body, a complete reset, completely feeling at peace, an energy that I had not yet experienced in this human form. It was literally out of this world. From there, one of them turned into a true form of some of their energetic, looking almost like a scorpion, not a reptilian, but something that had a very large tail that was dark in color. And at the end, it was a bright light. And that bright light created a portal that took me onto a vessel. The vessel was clearly not on ground because we hit a patch of turbulence of all things. And as I was walking, I got nervous because I looked at them and I said the words terra firma, meaning my comfort was on land and not in the air. And that's actually true. As a being in this body on this planet, I am terrified of heights. I don't love flying, though I fly a fair amount. And turbulence is something that does bring me fear. One of them put a hand on my shoulder, and I immediately went back into that peace energy. And then I was brought into a classroom. So, in this classroom, I was brought into a space where, again, all of the teachers were were in many shapes and sizes, many nationalities. They were old school desks that looked like they were from the 70s. They were writing on the chalkboard and trying to share information with me around sacred geometry, around quantum physics, around, again, similarly to how a lot of people have shared, we're all receiving these downloads of what's already there, right? The genius of Einstein and Tesla, it's from the stars. All this information came downloaded, right? Every textbook that's ever been written, every book that's ever been written has been essentially a download of either, if it's fiction, perhaps an alternate unfolding, an alternate universe, part of the multiverse, right? An expression of energy that wants to come through in a way so that we can learn and remember who we are. And that's such a powerful gift that the Pleiades really offers us as a constellation that is a portal by way many of us come to this planet. So I loved also what P and Colin were speaking to, because it's my truth as well that we have many different starseed strands within our DNA. We may come specifically from one place, but that doesn't really resonate ultimately for who we are. We have many strands of many different kinds of DNA. We are basically super beings, so that we are evolving into that soul memory for the purpose of the evolution of this planet. We've done human probably many times, most of us, that's my truth. And part of our awakening is into this mastery that we've already done, maybe differently in other time space, right? So we might not have evolved exactly the way we are going to evolve now, but many of us already remember everything that we need in order to make that happen. The challenge in the human form is that 90% of what we think today, we think tomorrow. So we really are unraveling the cellular memory of trauma, the cellular memory and belief. Everyone's speaking to the fact that we've been programmed in whatever way. So we're unraveling that belief. What the Pleiadians were able to show is reminding us, it was so true what everyone's been speaking to, the number 13 is paramount to part of our soul memory of our evolution or weevolution. A friend, Larissa Stowe, recently gave me that word, weevolution, because we're not evolving alone. While the journey to evolution is inward, we have all of this beautiful reflection of humanity, nearly 8 billion of us, right? So that energy of 13, to me, the awareness is slightly different vision. There may be the 12 dimensions, but we are the place where that energy integrates. We are the 13. We are the energy of where all the dimensionality becomes source into us, because we are already source. We are an individual expression of that source. And so with that, we bring in alignment and integration of all of these 12 dimensions. And the awareness is that the further out dimensionally we go, the more integrated our energy becomes. Meaning in the fifth and the seventh and eighth and ninth dimensions, there is still an energetic of individuality that exists within the beingness of who we are. As we get into 12th, we really start to get into unity. We really become so much less the individual and so much greater awareness of our unity. And as we go into the void of the 13, of the heaven on earth, or of the all that is that we are, we move into that space where we can create and co-create anything. We can do that here in the now, because integrating the 12 into the one to be the 13 all in one is this now moment. It is the quantum of all that is in the now. Again, oftentimes we forget when we talk about creation that we're already always creating, because we're already always navigating a time-space continuum that's everlasting, that's always happening. The challenge is that we're often creating from vibrational frequencies that are less than desirable, right?
we are remembering how to be responsible for the emotions that we're experiencing. We're remembering to be responsible for our traumas, right? We didn't create them, but on some level we agreed to them, especially for this evolution or revolution, because we're all carrying codes that bring this to fruition. Even if you go to Power Versus Force, David Hawkins, in his book, he talks about calibrating emotional energy, right? And how that when you're averaging 600 or above, which I believe is peace into harmony into love, we can carry that evolution into the weevolution. We become the tipping point on the scales where ascension does take place or evolution does take place. We become more light than physical, and that's already happening. My awareness from the Pleiades and beyond is that we are becoming crystalline. We are moving from carbon into crystal. And the reason why is because light carries information, photonic light. And when we receive that photonic light, it can become crystalline within our being. And when we become crystalline, we are now amplifying that light within ourselves. We have a light quotient. That quotient means that we can measure the light within ourselves in any moment of any day. Oftentimes, people like to use pendulums to do this, but I'll just use my body as a pendulum. And I'll ask, am I holding 22% light quotient? Am I holding 33% light quotient? And I'll start to go up and up and up and up and up. And in that, I'll start to have an awareness of what's unfolding in my beingness for what's happening with my energy. It'll help me gauge where I'm at right now. And I can tell you, in the human form, navigating lots of fun. I usually share a little bit about that as well. Family stuff, pretty deep right now in particular. Deciding whether or not I'm choosing to participate in my family and working through, no matter whether or not I choose to participate, knowing that I need to come into the energy of forgiveness, no matter what. And it's a tough story that I'm not going to go into because it's essentially a story, right? So my wisdom understands that forgiveness, compassion, love, and kindness is the only way, because ultimately we are all one. And while I want to look at the situation that's unfolding or has unfolded outside of myself, it's simply the part of the classroom that I've created to help this version of me that's been stuck in this energy to move forward to the next vibrational frequency, of next octave of my experience. Because when we hold someone hostage and choose to not forgive them, the person we're actually holding hostage is ourselves, right? That is the zero separation point, right? The point where we all come into one is that we recognize that no matter what traumas were created, they were created with the awareness that we can navigate them. We might need some help, and that's okay. I agree that the time of teachers and gurus is way done. So if I do say something that doesn't feel aligned for you, you can feel free to toss it out the window. It's perfect. And I also believe that part of our evolution does happen in feeling seen, in feeling acknowledged, in knowing that the journey that we're experiencing has a lot of bumps in it, has a lot of initiations in it. Again, what we agreed to, that just doesn't make them any less challenging, right? So as we move through our humanity, because we are human, we're here to be human. We're not here to be more than. We're not more than. We are flipping awesome. Don't get me wrong. We're magical and amazing. And so is everyone around us. Everyone around us has a role, right? The loyal opposition. I had downloaded something that I am going to share with everyone. And initially in that transmission, there was energy about the lower opposition or the loyal opposition. And I asked, am I really supposed to share about this? And they said, it's up to you. And I said, you know, my choice is to say, no, we can all focus on our shortcomings, the shortcomings of others, which is essentially still us, or the challenge of what's negative in the world around us. But just as other speakers mentioned to divine neutrality, that's That's really our goal. And it doesn't mean that we don't pay attention to what's happening. And it also doesn't mean that we allow lower frequencies to manipulate us on any level, whether that be on a very personal level within a relationship or in the media or anything that's happening in the world around us. Iran, for instance, is going through a very deep transition. They are acknowledging, or in the process of acknowledging, the divine feminine. And it's not going so peacefully, if you will. The divine masculine has not been given an opportunity to raise their vibration yet. And this is not everyone, right? This is just the energy of power, or really force, right? Because in that book, Power Versus Force, the awareness is that power is something that's within us. Force is when we're creating something, and that force has a beginning, but it'll always have an end. It'll always need to feed on something. And that's why fear is such a powerful vibration in the collective of our consciousness. Because the powers that be, whatever they are, whoever they are, whatever name you want to give them, Voldemort, doesn't matter. It's still part of our evolution. It's still part of us coming into our alignment with who we are becoming. We weren't here to evolve, or we haven't come here to evolve in light through light. We've come here to evolve from shadow, right? From root to rise. We've come here to evolve through being in the hardest aspects of density into the evolution of our love and light that we already are. And because it is simply an equation of evolving and remembering, these groups, this unfolding where we all meet together and we all share what we've downloaded, because everyone downloads, but a little bit differently, because each one of our computers is a little bit different, right? My computer is shaped by my blessings and my traumas, along with most everyone else. So again, whatever resonates for you, perfect. Whatever doesn't resonate, you know, either toss it or leave yourself room to consider it at a later time. Doesn't matter. What's your truth will always be the most important thing. And what's also important is not to worry about what other people's truths are. We're not here to convert anyone to believing what we know or what we feel or what our truth is, no matter what it is on whatever scale, right? I know there's a maniacal energy that's doing fun stuff on the planet, or let's say colorful stuff, maybe not fun. And look at how everyone is massively awakening right now. I look at 9/11 and what happened to New York during that time, because I happen to be a New Yorker, and how humanity took such a huge leap through such an unfortunate and beyond tragic, monumentally tragic event, right? We're learning and remembering how to shift timelines to the space where we don't need that kind of way to evolve anymore, where tragedy and trauma doesn't need to be the way that we evolve. That's the shadow piece that we're still navigating, which is why that shadow piece is still on the planet. If you want to call it reptilian or anything else, to me, that's, again, I don't need to identify the energy of what is. And again, often with the elders, they don't give me specific. They're very sweet in that way. They keep me in the space of unity, because that's who we are and where we're remembering to head back to. It's really, really powerful when we remember the unity that we are. So I feel what's going to happen now, just to share, is a similar vibrational flow. I'm going to offer us this reading, this channel that I actually received that I've written out, which will lead into more of a channel. I've received a process. I've shared it once before, and I don't know if it's going to look exactly the same or not. They don't usually prepare me for this channel for me, or bringing in the active channel of energy is usually a very here and now moment and not generally something I can call upon. What they do want us to have an awareness of, which I'm going to share really quickly, is that because all time is now, whenever we go into these spaces, setting an intention is very powerful. So I offer you this opportunity to first set an intention. I often do it for myself for friends and family or loved ones. And then also for Gaia, right? Because Gaia is an actual, you know, to me, Gaia is the name of the soul that inhabits the body of Earth, right? Can you imagine the energy of Gaia to be this amazing energy to hold all of us and every tree and every insect and every blade of grass, right? So we're connected to the all of it. And I love to bring in an intention of whatever that is for us, for humanity as a whole, for all the beings that we are connected to in all time space. When we set an intention, when we go into these spaces, we make ripples in the time space continuum, right? We're amplified because we're choosing to have loving thoughts on behalf of the all that is, of all that we are. That's first. And then to that end, we can raise vibrations, just like I was speaking to in Power Versus Force. We start to become a part of a collective tipping point where more people can awaken to their source self. And maybe it can be with ease and grace. Maybe we can pave the way for ease and grace to be the way that we continue to evolve on the planet, or we evolve on the planet. So I invite you to do that in this moment. The other thing to remember is that your future source self, your future beingness, is already a part of who you are. Meaning in our future, this is all already done. So at any point in time, we all have access to that wisdom. The way we access the wisdom of our future source self is by going into these meditative states and places and allowing or even intending to connect into the awareness of what that looks like or what that means. For me, I have an awareness that oftentimes when I'm receiving these energy transmissions, they're already me. Whatever tribe within the collective of the elders I'm connecting to, I'm a part of that, right? Because we are everything. We are all, right? So whether I'm tapping into a Christ consciousness or a Pleiadian consciousness, which is, of course, mirrored into that Christ consciousness energetic, right? Or if it's any beingness that we're connecting into, source consciousness, the actual source energetic frequency that doesn't have any name. It's just light, right? It's all just light. We give names so that we can identify, so that we feel good about something. Just know that everything I'm bringing in will be the highest for all of us. And the final thing to share is that as I share light language frequency, I never know who's exactly speaking, and I may or may not translate. And the reason for that, as I just shared in a light language class that I just facilitated, is that light language is not always meant to have definition and meaning. The frequency behind light language is meant to be activating. It's meant to open the heart-mind connection. It's meant to bring us into that field of oneness, unity. When I am complete, hopefully they will leave me just a bit of enough time so that I can answer a few questions. And then we begin. So I'm going to ask everyone to close your eyes. Take three deep, but gentle breaths. Just allow your body to settle into the space where you are. There's nothing to be. There's nothing to know. Just allow yourself to set your intentions. And so we come to you, dear ones, with the awareness that the soul is in constant evolutionary process of becoming. What you know is constantly changing and upgrading to the current vibration of your bodies and the environments of your planet. What you feel one day can shift the next as you are becoming conscious of your co-creative abilities, as you navigate the waves of ascension. And what that means and looks like, the shifts of possibilities that you are being offered to enact and be a part of, is increasingly exponential. You are receiving more and more choice points or timelines when you can make life-altering decisions. The times you are moving into are the times of the heart. The heart has many functions. On your physical level, the heart oxygenates the blood, filling each molecule of blood with energy necessary for bodily function. As the heart pumps oxygen to the blood then becomes viable for every organ to receive the necessary fuel in order to keep the body in health and alignment. Beyond the physical function, the heart and the cardiovascular system, along with the entire central nervous system, then are able to take in light and have the ability to reach far beyond the physical body. Each system has receptors or conduits that not only resound to what is happening inside the body itself, but also in the emotional environment around you. These receptors can overload and malfunction when you are removed from your center and balance. When you are in your center and balance, you feel peaceful, joyful, and in harmony with all that is. Much of the population is operating on an overloaded central nervous system and adrenal system. And this can create an imbalance in how you are manifesting in your life. You've been shown a belief system where life must be fast-paced, and that in order to succeed, you must sacrifice some of the body's very basic needs, putting your physicality into constant states of shock, trauma, and overextending yourselves without proper time and natural ways for the body to heal. You've become, to some degree, removed from your serenity, divinity, family, community, and planet. Your planet is a conscious being just like you, and your bodies are under duress, both hers and yours, being misused. Because your body is the home for your soul, it is time for consciousness to become one with feeling. It is time for the mind and the heart to communicate. It always has. However, until recently, it has been blocked because of thinking, making the transmissions that you're receiving staticked with busyness and fear. Finding peace within is where it all begins. Once you remember who you truly are, there is no struggle. There is only flow and a place where synchronicities arise in every circumstance. You no longer find yourself at odds with anyone because you are no longer at odds with who you are. When you can love every facet of the diamond, even the parts where the coal is still transforming into that shiny, clear, beautiful gem, you will bring so much healing to all of your pain. When you can offer love to all the parts that you are, you will know what it is to connect with your source self and stop the battles within and without. Separation cannot occur ever. It is merely an illusory belief. All souls are in the process of remembering who you are, each step leading you closer to the inevitable realization that each of you is a part of the whole. The whole is so much more vast than you can even comprehend in this moment. And yet, it is who all of you are. You are the sum of all of the energy of the universe and beyond. You are one with everything. You are the energies of Source made manifest into physical beingness. And as Creator Source beingness made manifest, you are here to discover and remember how creation takes place and how you contribute to all that is happening and all that has happened, for all time is now. We see you, beloveds, and we support you in all time. And we thank you for your presence and for your desire to become and remember the brilliance that we see you as. We love you so very much. And with that, we ask you to see in your mind's eye a beautiful octahedron of light surrounding your human form. An octahedron looks like two pyramids that meet at the center but do not cross. The shape of a diamond. And so within this octahedron, we invite you to welcome in all of the energy of your teams of light, your ancestors, angelics, ascendants, all the galactic nations, of course, including us as Pleiadian representatives. And at the very capstone of this energetic, we ask you to bring in the energy of Source that we see as diamond light. And in the below part of this octahedron, we welcome you to invite all the kingdoms of Gaia, all the realms you can see and all those you cannot. And we ask you to welcome in as below the capstone, again, that energetic light of Source, so that you can feel surrounded by all of the divinity that you are, and offering gratitude to all the beingness, all of you and all of our teams of light, all that we all are, for being present for this very moment and for this transformative unfolding. We are stepping before you now as one being of light. Some of you may see us as light blue. Some of you may see us as gold. Some of you may see us as violet. Remember that simply by your intention, if you don't feel you can see, and you're not sure you can feel us, that by simply asking for our presence, we are with you. And what we are being guided to bring into the field now are spheres of light. These spheres are simply meant to bring in frequency that will align for your highest. If at any time these frequencies feel overwhelming, you can ask to not receive and bring yourself back into feeling grounded by sending your energy back into Gaia. We offer these spheres with love and the intention of sharing with you an open door into your unlimited potential of co-creation. And so with that, we are offering to you now spheres of light on either side of your head, just above your ears. Two pink spheres. And we welcome you to invite this energy into your physicality now. These spheres merely integrate their light into your beingness. And as they start with the physical vessel, they then radiate out into your emotional, mental, and etheric levels of being. You are now being offered a pink sphere at the nape of your neck, what is known as the window of the soul, where the spine meets the skull. Allow yourself to bring this light into your beingness now. And as you bring it into your physicality, it automatically ripples into your light body. We now offer two spheres of light into the palms of your hands. If you are ready, receiving these beautiful pink energies of light in the form of sphere into the palms of your hands. And as you receive them, they move into all the layers of your light body. You are now being offered three spheres that go in at once. One at the throat, one at the heart, and one at the navel. When you are ready, allow yourselves to receive this pink spherical light now into these energy centers. And as you receive them, they integrate with your entire light body. You are now being offered a pink sphere of light at the base of your spine. And as you receive this, not only will it integrate with your energy bodies, you may feel this light shoot down out through the bottoms of your feet. Allow yourself to receive this light now. You are now being offered one final pink sphere at your crown. This sphere opens the crown to the galactic center of Source. And it brings online all of your geometry that will activate and awaken packets of information over time as to not overwhelm your system. You already have everything you need in this moment to move into your evolution. There is a purpose to moving step by step. There is great wisdom in not overwhelming the system, rather taking time to integrate and allow these energies time to unfold. Seeing now in your mind's eye a beautiful golden light beginning at the crown and weaving a cocoon of integration with ease and grace. love, compassion, and so much joy all the way down to the bottoms of your feet. When you feel this process is complete, you may open your eyes and come back to the space.
That was incredible. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate your message, and it's resonating with a lot of our viewers here. You know, I'm finding throughout this, I keep not wanting to say the word conference because it feels so, it's not the right human word for it, you know, but what I've been feeling, Aurora, is this beautiful weaving of energies, and that so many of our speakers are presenting this idea and this remembrance that hierarchy does not serve. And that we are all a part of the greater whole. And I appreciate you bringing that forward in such a graceful, beautiful way and bringing through the light language. I really appreciated every piece of what you did with the meditation and the gifts that we were given and just being you. I never got to experience you before. So it's so nice to meet you in the flesh, kind of like that.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Michelle. I'm just very, very grateful that you and Neil and Flo create these magical portals by which we can all connect and experience each other's gifts and feel family.
Yeah, for sure. I'm trying to see, are there messages? Justin, wow, that was beautiful. I had a healing experience where I asked for forgiveness in Lemuria and was shown a giant clam with a pearl and a blue golden light behind it. Thank you. That was amazing. All the messages are scooching my screen. Thank you. Receive. So beautiful, Aurora. Thank you. Thank you all so much. So beautiful, feels like home. Isn't that true? It just feels like we're all home with each other. And it's been really healing for me. I personally, just being in everybody's energy has been really healing for me. Because as much as we are, you know, all focused on love and light, there's still the reality of day-to-day energies that affect us. And, you know, we can only do so much to, you know, stay on the path. And every once in a while, we start going, oh, man, I need the regeneration from something like this, where we're collaborating with each other and combining our energies. Pink Spears had activated me so strong. So much love and light. Thank you. Gosh, so many. Bridget, what did you write? Hello, Tiari. Love you, so grateful. Oh, so she's saying hello to someone. So it's so nice to see everybody's connecting. You know, that was a beautiful, expansive, and healing. And it really was. It was just what we all needed. You know, I feel like each speaker is kind of, it's just a weaving. There's a layering taking place. I think you're connecting all of that as well. So where are you from physically?
I'm in Sedona. I'm initially from New York, but have done a spiritual journey like many people. So I followed the guidance to Mexico, packed up 8 suitcases and my cat at the time and thought I would live there forever. And 6 months later, spirit gave me the boot.
I think that's happened to a lot of us.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just been that journey. Then I thought I was moving to England. That didn't happen. Went to Shasta for 3 years and have been here now for 4 in Sedona. So it's been a really magical, some of it comical
I know. I feel you. You know what I love though is hearing how you're weaving the grid. You know, Shasta Sedona has this, it has this weaving that I feel as masculine and feminine energy interchanging. So it really does feel, I love that you're picking all the places that have, you know, vortex spots. Do you feel we're being invited to create vortexes wherever we are right now?
Absolutely. I love that question. And what was funny was I forgot to share. I wanted to share earlier. The Schumann literally just went off just before Pina and Colin started. It went off at 42 from 7. So the Schumann resonance just spiked, and not huge, but it's been doing these intermittent ones. But yes, I feel that obviously we are the portal, we are the crystal, right? We are the all that is. There is potency, right? I'm taking a group to Glastonbury in May. There's potency in these power spots of going back for soul retrieval or connecting in with energies where a lot of magic has already taken place, right? Mm-hmm. Sedona is the home to, similar to Shasta, more than 12 indigenous tribes have walked through. They were not allowed to have war on this land. That's how sacred they considered it. They were able to pass through it, but if they met an enemy clan, they were not permitted, or enemy tribe, they were not permitted to fight them. So there's something to the energy of the quartz of the land, of the rocks, of the different vortex portals, but essentially, I can bring this vortex portal wherever I go, and or connect with Gaia and whatever portal she has anywhere within, right?
I think that's an important message for all of us to embrace right now is, and that seems to be weaving throughout this, our whole time together, is really remembering the magnificence of each one of us, and that every single being on earth right now is very special. You know, that we instead of saying you're more special than the other, we're all special. We can all celebrate each other and learning, you know, to expand our consciousness and our awareness that we're not just these physical bodies, and bringing through and opening these portals, I feel is one of the next steps of this evolutionary process, is that we embrace that and we share it and we, you know, we embody it. I have been to Sedona many times, and there's a place in Sedona with a little pools that.
Yes, seven sacred pools.
Seven sacred pools. And I noticed when I was there hiking the path in there, it's interesting to see some of the names that are on the signs. You know, like we talked about this with Marguerite yesterday, she was showing Devil's Tower.
Right.
And you think, who picked that name? What is that? And that's not the original Native American name.
Of course
not. And same with that path that leads to those seven sacred pools. It feels, it's so rich with energy there. And yet, isn't the path that leads there something with the devil in the name or some?
I don't know if that one is. I know it goes through Soldier's Pass.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
Yeah.
Which, you know, feels so warring, like, you know, and it's almost like it's deceptive, and yet we're walking through and re-anchoring in what feels like these codes of light that many of us are experiencing and bringing through. And it just lifts my heart to know that there are so many beings on the planet right now that are open and willing to live in service and to do this work. You know, it's not really work, it's play, but
it is play. Yeah. But you're right. It's you know, the old paradigm shadow is still alive and kicking. It might not be in full force like it has been in the past, but it's not going gently into that good night. And that's okay too, because we're not really all online yet, right? Mm-hmm. We're still become like, no matter how spiritual I think I am, spirit always shows me the next, you know, layer of nonsense that I have not yet healed. And it normally looks like something I haven't healed that I saw, you know, last week or the week before.
Totally. I have a joke about that I learned, I got it. I call it a kick in the astral, because As soon as I thought, yeah, I got this, the universe goes, oh yeah, let's see.
Right.
And then I'm all, oh my gosh, I will never be that cocky again. You know, like we're all still open to learning and growing. And, you know, I really do enjoy being a student of this life and this earthly body, in the earthly body, and having that experience. And I do, I see Jeff writes, we are forever students. And I totally agree with that. And then love from Norway, meditated in Sedona and Mount Shasta in 1997. Portals are open and I am online. I love this. Yes. And then Bridget says, still flowing, feeling the expansiveness, very heart opening, and her light body is sparkling with Pleiadian home frequencies.
Oh, thanks, Bridget. I love it.
Flo, how did you love that? How were you just floating away with us?
Basking in it all. It's like music. There's music in the air and just receiving it in their body. I'm feeling it's been a blissful conference from start to the current moment. And I love how you two were talking about portals and how we create the portals. And I'm curious to hear more on your thoughts, but that's a consistent message that Mother Earth has communicated to myself. Where in previous cycle, we had to go to sacred sites and the human collective was following the Kundalini of Earth. But now she's telling me we're creating where the Kundalini goes, wherever exactly. We move. So it's a special time of co-creation. And how are you feeling on that, Aurora?
Yeah, thank you, Flo. That's beautiful and totally true. I mean, I think the message has been all along that we are the magic, right? It's us. We are the second coming, or the, you know, the saviors, or whatever we've been waiting for, looking to receive and to have unfold. It is us. So the idea that it has to be outside of us is still, you know, we're still growing into our big pants, like our big kid pants, you know, or big skirts, whatever, you know, we're still remembering that, oh, right, I'm capable of that. I can do that. And the more that we remember that, I feel like, again, the more we're connecting to what we can receive. You know, everyone says, like, how do you trust what you receive? And the answer is you just keep going. You know, I've walked into a lot of brick walls with my spirituality, thinking I knew something, right? I got a knowing. Oops. Maybe that wasn't exactly the translation or the message. But the more that we open our hearts to trusting whatever we're receiving, the more the flow is just absolutely beautiful and amazing.
I love that. I love this Earth School. You know, we're talking about getting the guidance, and sometimes we hit brick walls. And you know, I find like my team, my galactic team, my guides, they don't want me to experience life by a manual book.
Right.
So they'll be like, all right, tune in this intuition, and it'll be accurate a lot of times. But then every now and then it'll be like, nope, you didn't trust your gut. You didn't use your logic. We're trying to make you a master of all intelligences on this plane and not become dependent on anything. So I like to be on my toes with this Earth School, right?
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. It is a heart mind connection. And I recently heard a brother share, like, we're not meant to be all heart and we're not meant to be all mind. It needs to be the connection between the two, right? You don't want to be so intelligent that you don't remember how to feel. And you don't want to be so much feeling that you're not remembering your intelligence or your wisdom. Mm. And so that connection between the two is our ancient pathway back to our source.
I love that. I got a similar message to that. I remember being in a hotel room years ago in a shower, and I really strongly, this voice came in and said, it doesn't matter if Lemuria or Atlantis really existed, because at the time I felt like there was, you know, there were people saying, those aren't real places. That's right. And I didn't want to have to fight my perspective, because I just let, you know, my feeling is, have your perspective. This is just mine, you know? And and the message said, it doesn't matter if Lemuria or Atlantis existed. What's the important piece to remember is they both carry a frequency and a signature, where Lemuria was very feeling and heart-based, and Atlantis was very mind-based. But the most important thing that will serve us today is the merging of the two. And I hear so many people giving that message. I really believe that this is the time. And I've always been a heart thinker and a feeler, and, you know, I was unbalanced, you know, not really straight up, very unbalanced. So this has been part of my learning. And I wanted to show you, if you haven't seen this, can you see this Masters of Light and these beautiful?
Totally.
Flo created this amazing game that's way better than Monopoly.
Oh, that's so cool.
And he doesn't, you know, he doesn't always talk about it because it, I think there these this game is not yet online for people to order yet.
Oh,
but
okay.
I'm going to keep putting it in there so that Flo keeps making sure that it's available soon. This is the board.
Flo, I'll be first in line. I want one.
Yeah, coming in January 2023.
Awesome.
So cool. It's coming up.
I would love to gift you one, actually.
Oh. And I can't wait to see the new version, Flo, because this is, I mean, the holidays are here, and in our home, we like to play games. So, you know, Oracle Guide is in here, Masters of Light. It's got all these different little cards.
So cool.
So I'm super excited about that.
Oh,
but
thanks.
I just had to get that in there with you because I had a feeling you were going to like that order.
Totally. Thank you for sharing. Yay. Well, thank you all so, so much. Thank you, Neil. Thank you, Flo. Thank you, Michelle, for just creating this beautiful space. And thank you to everyone who's out there who spent time. It's really been a gift, a true gift. Thank you.
After 3 years of having to produce the Portal to Ascension Conference online, we have been waiting for this moment. The Portal to Ascension Conference is returning live and in person. Join us at the Marina Village in San Diego, California, April 21st to 23rd, 2023. As massive shifts are happening on the planet and hidden truths are being uncovered, we are piecing together the fragmented parts of our existence and timeline. At Portal to Ascension, we are dedicated to full circle awareness of the truth of who we are and remembrance of our connection to the cosmos. This is showtime. There is no holding back. Now is the time for us to harmonize the frequencies and create unity and peace on Earth. We are deprogramming from an outdated matrix system, re-educating and remembering an inherent truth that connects us all. As we come together, we activate our truest potentials, individual gifts, and collective resolve. We are ushering a whole new reality that we know is possible and is waiting for us to embrace it. Join founder Neil Gore and the entire Portal to Ascension team with hosts Alan Steinfeld, Michelle Anderson, and Joan of Angels over these 3 days, April 21st to 23rd, 2023. We will experience musical performances by Larissa Stowe and the Shakti Tribe, Vox Angelus, Share the Light, Admiral Apollo, and Torkum G. This conference features incredible luminaries such as JJ and Desiree Hertek, Adam Apollo, Carolyn Corey, Robert Schock, Linda Moulton Howe, Robert Edward Grant, Barbara Lamb, and many more. Register now at ascensionconference.com. It is time for humanity to awaken.